Hello, listeners. Welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a dietitian. Listeners, how many times have you seen a toddler with black, rotten front teeth? In our busy lives across the world, mothers are often overworked and fatigued when they come home to their families. If a mother is bottle feeding, chances are high she may put her infant to bed with a bottle just to make the baby fall asleep quickly. The act of putting an infant to bed with a bottle is the reason for the decayed baby teeth, which can damage a child's teeth or smile for life. Listeners, in our episode today, we discuss the condition of baby bottle tooth decay, how to avoid it, and preserve your child's smile for life. Listeners, parents of infants and toddlers, your child's lifelong dental health begins at infancy when their first tooth comes in. Yes, parents out there, you have to look after that one tooth together with gums as the rest of the teeth grow out. Baby bottle tooth decay, or dental caries, is an oral infectious disease which occurs when acids in the mouth remove minerals from the tooth enamel. The tooth enamel is the outer white surface of the tooth. Dental caries can occur on any tooth surface. Four conditions must be present inside the mouth for dental caries to occur. The first condition is having a tooth surface. You can't have dental caries without a tooth, so you must have a tooth surface. The second condition is bacteria in the mouth. There are several types of bacteria that are present in the mouth. The first one is called Streptococcus mutans, and this is the most abundant in the mouth. This is followed by another bacteria called Lactobacillus casein and Streptococcus sanguis. The third condition for the tooth to get a cavity or dental caries is carbohydrate or starch inside the mouth. The carbohydrate or starch is fermented by the bacteria in the process, making a cavity. The fourth condition is time. There needs to be time for the bacteria to ferment the carbohydrate or starch. Listeners, you're asking now, how do these conditions contribute to an infant or the child developing the tooth decay? When an infant is put to bed with a bottle, the contents of the bottle are usually milk, infant formula, or a sugary liquid. The bottle contents provide a carbohydrate for the bacteria in the mouth. The bacteria in the mouth metabolize or ferment the carbohydrate and produce acids. These acids lower the pH of the mouth within minutes. And once the pH of the mouth falls, the bacteria now remove minerals from the tooth enamel or the white surface of the tooth, resulting in decay or cavities. For the infant who falls asleep with a bottle in the mouth, this process is made worse. Listeners, for infants and young toddlers, the process of getting a tooth decay is made worse because there is extended contact between the fermentable carbohydrate in the milk or infant formula and the front teeth and the mouth bacteria. As the baby sleeps, the position of the tongue against the bottle nipple causes milk or infant formula to pool and stay around the front teeth. The lower front teeth are protected by the tongue, the lip, and presence of saliva from adducting the floor of the mouth. Within months, the baby teeth are damaged, they are decayed and discolored. Listeners, on seeing the rotten teeth, parents will often say the following words: "Ah, the baby teeth will be replaced by the permanent teeth." Dear parents, any dentist will confirm that rotten baby teeth can damage the permanent or adult teeth. The damage can happen long before the permanent teeth grow out. The damage to the permanent or adult teeth happens in several ways. Dear parents, if the rotten tooth or cavity is left untreated, tooth loss will leave an empty space for a prolonged time. This empty space poses a problem if the permanent tooth is not ready to grow out. The other teeth migrate and move to fill in the empty space left by the lost tooth. This migration of teeth causes a misalignment. And when the permanent tooth is ready to erupt or grow out, there will not be enough space for the growing tooth. The result? The permanent tooth becomes misaligned. This impacts the adjacent teeth as the mouth tries to adjust. The result? There is a domino effect of misaligned teeth. Expensive orthodontic treatment is then required to straighten the teeth. Another problem is infection. As stated earlier, tooth decay is caused by bacteria in the mouth. As the bacteria grows and multiply, they migrate below the gums, causing infection of the permanent or adult tooth that is still developing. This becomes an abscess. and extremely painful for the child. The infection can cause delay or prevent the adult tooth from erupting or growing out. Extracting both the rotten baby tooth and adult tooth may be required. To quote a children's dentist, the injection to numb the child's gum is a jumper. The child will jump across the room if not held down by two adults. If the underlying tooth survives the infection, it can grow out, malformed, or discolored. Dear parents, listeners, I hope I am really scaring you not to put your infant to bed with a bottle of milk, infant formula, or a sugary liquid. For infants and toddlers, the best way to deal with tooth decay or dental caries is to prevent them. Parents, listeners, there are clear guidelines on how to prevent tooth decay and preserve your child's smile. First and foremost, never put your infant or toddler to bed with a bottle of milk, infant formula, or sugary liquid. After their evening feed or meal, give water to rinse the mouth. Before bedtime, ensure the infant or toddler is given water to clear the mouth. Cuddle them or hold the infant for reassurance to break the routine of going to bed with a bottle. Breastfed infants can be given water with a cup and spoon. As soon as the first tooth erupts, use a baby toothbrush to clean the baby tooth. Yes, as soon as the first tooth comes in, starting to brush early will ensure the infant gets used to brushing his or her teeth. As the infant grows and begins to eat food, always give water to clear the mouth. As for the food, remember the foods that cause tooth decay are carbohydrates that can ferment in the mouth. This includes grains, fruits, and dairy products. That is why after feeding the infant or toddler, always give some water to clear the mouth. As more teeth grow out, insist on an oral hygiene routine, that is brushing after the morning meal and after the evening meal before bed. In parts of the world where fluoride is not abundant, use of fluoride toothpaste is recommended. A dentist will also prescribe fluoride drops for an infant. Listeners, fluoride is absolutely necessary for teeth to develop and grow out. Thank you, listeners and parents, for joining me here at Health Talk Radio Africa. This program was sponsored by Anumi Prosthetics for women who have undergone mastectomy. Listeners, I always welcome your comments on this program. Just drop me an email at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Please remember to subscribe and share this episode with your family and friends who are parents so that you can preserve their child's smile. Until next time, listeners, eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye. Bye for now. Bye-bye.